with Martin Bester.
What's happening in our world? Well, can you believe it? Lay's chips. You know Lay's chips, right? They've now decided, and I know people lost their minds over it on social media in the last day or so. They decided to discontinue the salt and vinegar one.
Huh?
The blue pack. Why?
Oh, why? Sorry.
It's my favorite.
Sorry. Why would they do that?
I know, right?
Elmer,
I know.
Just seem so stressed out about
Feel
this.
Feel the outrage.
I'm genuinely upset. That's the only worthwhile flavor.
No, it's such a violent flavor.
No.
Your tongue.
Violent.
Your tongue is in pieces. Your verjemel is sear.
You know, I'm there for the salt and vinegar.
Mm-mm,
yes.
If you're having a beer or a cold drink or whatever. You want a little chippy. Mm. You go for the salt and vinegar flavor. Now, they've discontinued it. I thought it good to call up the senior brand manager.
Hmm.
Can I talk to the manager, please? Wesley's on
Morning,
the line.
Martin.
How are you, Wesley?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Thank you. You know, I don't often use those words. Can I talk to the manager? But today I want to talk to the manager.
I feel your pain.
What's happening? Why did you guys discontinue my favorite flavor?
So just to give you and the listeners context, Martin, you know, Lay's is the number one chips brand globally. Oh. And we loved in over 100 countries around the world. And I can feel the love that I'm getting from you this morning. And we believe that life should be full of flavor. And everyone has different tastes. We have different styles. And we absolutely love that you're talking to us. And thank you so much for this opportunity to chat to you and your listeners. But year on year, we do research and we dig into insights to understand what the optimal flavors that need to be in the Lay's range. Mm-hmm. And sometimes flavors don't perform as well as others in the range.
You see?
Are you,
see?
Telling me that salt and vinegar performed the worst?
Well, you know, the business needs to make a tough call on whether we keep these flavors or not.
That's a yes.
Can I just say to you, Wesley, yeah. I swap you. I swap you the lightly salted, the yellow pack, obviously.
Yes.
The lightly salted. Don't waste my time.
That's the salt. Pack.
It what?
It sells the
most. That's the biggest
test.
I promise
it's
you.
It's such a wannabe chippy. It's not even properly flavored.
Lisa Laurie likes it. No one else. Okay, so it's your number one. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Okay.
Yeah, but I love that.
What about sour cream and onion? You could
guys. That's the light green one. That's the nice one.
No, they can keep that one.
No. These are like you saying keep that one as well?
Yes. They can take the dark green. The spring onion.
Spring onion.
Yeah, I'm not down with the spring onion.
Okay, so Wesley, here's the thing. I understand, and I love the fact that you're doing research on this kind of thing, right?
Absolutely. We have to listen to our consumers, yeah.
You have to ask people's opinions, so I appreciate that. But okay. Before I let it go, is there maybe one pack somewhere?
You know what, Martin, we already started looking in the deep corners of our warehouse to see if we can find a packet for you, seeing that you love it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so once we find it, we'll try and send it.
Oh, I thought that was a yeah. And also, Wesley, let's be specific. We're not looking for one packet. Come through with like a box.
No, you just said you don't
the
like
box,
it.
The box will be perfect.
No, because I want to be that guy that has the last view.
Yes,
I might not like it, but Alma will be selling and giving over her best jacket for that packet of chips.
Wesley, yes. I'm telling you now, somewhere there's a golf club. All right. Or a cafe or something that still has a pack of the blue Lay's somewhere. Okay, so I'm going to put it out there this morning. On your way to work, or opening a shop, mm-hmm. or a golf club or something.
Canteen, Alice.
Canteen. Yeah. If you've got a packet of blue, drop them off here at the studio. We appreciate it. Thanks. What is the second most favorite flavor?
So it depends on the bag size that we're talking about, but Caribbean balsamic vinegar
the light blue one. Yeah.
The light blue, the other blue, yeah.
Okay.
That is very, very nice. That's very, very nice.
That's right. The one.
While I have you on the line.
The other flavors that you spoke about are also in our top 50% off the range. We have Thai sweet chili. Mm. We have our latest flavor, which is sweet and smoky American barbecue. I don't know if you've tried that.
You can also send it.
Yeah, we'll sample that one. And then the new Breakfast with Martin Bester, spicy range of Lay's. What about that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you want a new range?
Yes.
But it needs to be spicy.
Spicy. Spicy.
we absolutely love these comments. We love when consumers tell us what they want in the range. Because that's how we formulate, you know, by listening to our consumers.
Special
edition. It's all about that.
I can see it now. Wesley, thanks for the chat. All the best. Go and check the warehouse. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, Martin. Cheers, but, you know, if your consumers want to tell us why they love salt and vinegar, we've started a hashtag, which is hashtag I love Lay's salt and vinegar because.
Okay.
So they can send us their videos, send us their pictures, tweet us.
All right.
And we absolutely love that you're loyal fans.
Fantastic. We'll bring it back.
Yeah.
Thanks, Wesley.
All right.
Cheers, bud.
Thanks,
bye.
Martin. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Wesley Chetty there is the senior brand manager from Lay's. Discontinued. It's gone. Even out of the shops.
Jekyll and FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Your show is awesome. Yeah. I listen to it every single day.
Yeah.